Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au. This is Community Radio 3CR. I've got special guests in the studio, none other than Morris and Amy. How's it going, you two?
Yeah, good, thanks, Uncle Robbie.
Yeah, not too bad. So good moaning.
Good moaning, yeah, for sure.
So what are we moaning about today?
Well, we're moaning about the whole of Victoria. And
that's easy to do.
Yeah, well, you know.
Disgusting name for a start.
Yeah, well, let's do the whole lot all at once, yeah. Now, neighbourhood houses across Victoria, funding, Uncle Robbie, unbelievable, has been taken from them.
What is it? What's the go? What's behind all that? What's the attack on our communities?
It's what's behind everything. It's
about never ending.
This never ending attack on this beautiful land and the people that live on it. It's all about putting money in the pockets of those in power.
Oh no, not those greedy ones.
And the greedy developers.
And the developers, yeah. Absolutely. Those public housing towers are going to make money for developers, and so do neighbourhood houses.
Don't they already have enough money, those developers and all that?
Do you think it's connected to the housing?
Well, some of the neighbourhood houses are going because they are connected to the public housing towers. That is actually happening.
It was like the health services.
Yeah.
It was sort of similar situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, like the health service, like the...
What are those health services called again? Sorry. what was the name?
The Co-Health. Co-Health. Yeah. And they're very well connected to those towers.
Yeah. They were, yeah. I thought that was... connected, yeah.
Yeah.
But they fought back and got a bit of time there.
Yeah.
But a little bit of time's not good enough, yeah. What we need to know is that they're going to be there for the long haul, so the community are looked after in the long haul.
Yeah.
Can you imagine telling your story over and over and over to a new doctor? It's horrible.
Yeah.
You start your traumas back at square one. And, you know, that might have happened in 1989.
There's only one thing I asked my doctor. I say to him, can you heal my spirit?
Yeah, and I bet you he looks at you really funny, yeah?
He does.
I thought so.
I thought, you can't heal me, but you can give me them drugs.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't go question.
Yeah, no. And, you know, like the pharmaceuticals, which is one of our big exporters, they don't help. Mm. I still see people with a lot of problems out there, walking around, you know, going mental and everything else.
Mental health. All right.
And you could say that doctors do fulfill a role like cops in some ways.
Yeah,
they decide
exactly.
Who and who isn't disabled, who and who isn't deserving of certain health care. It can be at your doctor's discretion to bulk bill you.
You walk in having a bad day, next minute you're kicked out.
Not saying that you shouldn't see a doctor. If you're sick, you know, get your medical advice. But what I'm saying is the role
there's some good ones, though.
Yeah. But the role that they often play in society, whether they're aware of it or not, is that they can be another gateway or another gatekeeper to those things. Yeah. And I guess the neighborhood houses are about community. They're about the community taking care
very
of each
much
other.
So,
and that was their roots. Because originally neighborhood houses were women who put some money together in a time when you could and bought a house to look after their community.
Correct.
Sort of similar to the stuff that your mum did, Uncle Robbie. And
it seems that if you want something done, you've got to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're doing, Uncle Robbie.
On the state,
yeah, we're like you, yeah? We've taken a page out of your book. Actually, we took quite a few pages, so I'll have to return some of them. But with that, what we're doing is we're looking after our brothers and sisters that walk beside us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need help. Maybe it's a cup of tea. Maybe it's something to eat. Maybe it's sit around the campfire. Keep the fires burning, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. We must keep the fires burning, keep that spirit alive.
It's all about community anyway.
Yeah.
It's a struggle with community and the state and the greedy developers.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
And
the land itself. You know, what worries me is the destruction of the environment.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
You know, look at this urban sprawl. It's insane.
Let's have a look at the fires that we've got down here in Victoria. If you don't backburn, look what happens.
Yeah, but...
And it's nasty on the people.
It's a bit late to be backburning, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the burning's... You know, there's no moisture in the environment no more. It's all different.
There's a lot of
grass that they've cleared it too much, and then...
When it does burn, it really goes, just races through those, whatever's left.
They talk about more jobs in construction all the time. Truth is, we have enough houses, but what we actually need, other than a revolution, is actually to care for this planet that we live and love on. And the jobs at the moment, because I'm from the industries that look after plants, and the truth is they don't.
Oh, yeah, we know
it's all greenwashing, and you know that. But but the truth is...
Well, let's go back to revolution.
And, yeah. Well, you
that's
know.
That's really, yeah. I've got a saying about Australia. It's never had a revolution.
But it's always been revolting.
That's exactly what it is. You know? I need to take it to the next step and make that full cycle.
Yeah.
Tip it over here, because it is disgusting and... you know, got to, you know, it's I call it a crime scene. All
it is. It is a crime scene
from the beginning. So,
and you know, going back to health and community, it's well and truly proven. Western science catches up and is proving Indigenous knowledge. So, if you walk through a healthy forest, your lungs will improve. If you have asthma, you'll feel great because that forest is producing amazing things, good chemicals for you. Bush medicine. All those things that your people discovered and used for tens of thousands of years, those things exist. So you're talking about pharmaceutical companies. There is a lemongrass that is indigenous to so-called Australia.
Wow, that does I didn't know that.
That does the same thing as Panadol.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, even my own people in New Zealand, we do the same. Yeah. We've got bush medicine.
Yeah.
It worked right at the beginning.
Yeah.
And it'll work today as long as it's not poisoned by the pollution that we put into it, and then it starts feeding on that.
And then the other issue, of course, is that the colonization continues of that knowledge. So I'm careful with it, and I try to be careful with it as a colonizer. But the other problem is that knowledge continually gets used and sold by the people who've then discovered it through sciences or stealing from First Nations people, and then they profit off it, and the cycle begins again.
It was number two, wasn't it, Uncle Robbie? Yeah.
Particularly the pharmaceutical companies, and like big farmers, and it's totally trashed the joint. Like Australia was, all of it was this one big food bowl.
Yeah,
and there was medicines right through it.
Yeah.
Everywhere. And a lot of that's all gone now.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't look good. I really believe that there's a parallel between genocide, which is killing off the original people.
Correct.
The custodians, the caretakers.
Correct.
And the guardians.
Hmm.
And ecocide, because the care of the land's been taken away, so what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Good on you, Oz. Good job.
Well, does that mean won't have a home?
You're beelining to suicide and extinction.
And
I'm talking about everyone's children here. What's their future here?
Well, that's good. At least they're not leaving anyone out this time, Uncle Robbie. Yeah? It'd be all of us, no matter what race or where you come from.
I just watching Attenborough's Frozen Planet. And how quickly the ice caps are beginning to melt.
Yeah.
That's the end.
Yeah.
You know, because...
the sea levels start rising, yeah?
See, they rise, but also that'll change I've lost that, but... all the breeding will stop because the...
Things change in the ocean. Temperatures change.
And what do they call it? Those currents will change.
That means
all how things breed off those currents travel on the currents.
Yeah.
That's all they're going to stop.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Yeah. And those currents are important to everyone that moves around in the ocean because they know where those currents are, especially the turtles, the whales and everything else.
Everything.
And it's same with the stars.
So it's all going to stop very quickly.
They're all old maps that have been here since the beginning of time.
Now I think people might understand why Aboriginal people are talking about land rights all those years.
Yeah.
While we harped on about no one listened to that. Now you're saying that the people are starting to take notice, but...
It's still too slow, Uncle Robbie, here. They're too slow on the uptake.
That's right.
And that's why we're in this predicament today. With the neighbourhood houses, they work alongside a community, work alongside of co-health and everyone else. in each of the areas that they're in, they work alongside of their council in helping the well-being of others.
Well, they're going to get pulled by the sounds of it.
Yeah, well, we've lost Fridays in both Richmond and Collingwood.
How many of these places around Victoria?
So I interviewed the CEO of Neighbourhood Housing a while back, and basically they're running at a loss. So they are, to try and keep as many open as possible, they're shortening their open times to just a couple hours. But these are vital things for the community. You can go there to get physical exercise. They've got yoga, strengthening, Qui Gong, and Pilates that you can get at pretty much any single one of them.
And also there's men's sheds connected to them as well.
Community gardens.
There's music.
There's heaps of things there. Lots of groups from my community, the LGBT plus community, use them. So these are for the community to connect and come together. And I'm going to be a bit cynical here, and I'm saying, an attack on a community space is a strategic attack on our ability to be a community, to come together and realize our own power. The more that they isolate us from each other, the more they alienate us, the more we are weakened as a community.
Correct. So the community needs to stay strong, yeah?
Touch one, touch all.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
As the old saying goes.
Yeah.
So there's a rally on today, you're saying?
Yeah.
Up at our favorite spot, up at Parliament.
Yeah.
So it's on at 12:30, and we'd like to see as many faces down there as possible.
Yeah.
And please sign up.
Yeah.
Because those signatures go to Parliament, and they mean a lot.
Yeah.
Both Amy and myself will be down there.
I'll be recording the speeches.
Yep. So, you know, like, come up and say hello. We don't bite that hard.
No.
But we do like to put a smile on someone's face, yeah?
Yeah, you know, like, there's lots of issues going on. Are we going to come together as a, you know, like...
Well, that's what we're hoping for, Uncle Robbie.
That's the revolution.
The revolution is coming together, standing as one.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've learned that from First Nations people, that together we stand as one, and we do not see colour, we do not see religion, we do not see anything. But what we see is one.
Yeah.
And we stand together, and we all walk together. And that's the importance of having 3CR.
Very much.
Our voices are out there as one.
Segue.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's what brings us together is our human rights too.
Oh, exactly.
It's what does connect us. We're all human beings.
Yep. I think it's what you tell your doctor. Have you seen my spirit?
Can you?
Because it looks bloody beautiful.
Can you heal my spirit?
Well, that's what we need. Yeah.
And they can't. I know they can't because they're not qualified.
Exactly.
They don't understand what I'm talking about.
Well, you wouldn't let them do that anyway.
They're not going to have much hope of healing me. So, no. Anyway. So, we can do better.
Yeah.
But so, if you've got any spare time, Uncle Robbie, you're more than welcome to come down to my favourite spot. Resident Frequency, love being up there, yeah?
I'm
only if you've got time.
I'm pretty busy because every Wednesday we have Crime Scene Australia meetings.
No. Well, you've got to sort that out, yeah?
So, which is,
we'll sort out a crime scene down there, yeah?
It's all
from the other side.
It's all a crime scene, brother. If they start, destroying, displacing us, dispossessing us of our places where we live, in public housing I'm talking about. If they've taken away facilities like our neighbourhood house and our co-health places.
Yeah, it just ruins...
It's an attack on our community.
It's on all community, yeah, and it doesn't matter what you look like, where you come from. That's a crime in itself, yeah?
Everything they do. I don't see anything but crime here. No.
And community look after each other. So they support each other. You take that support away, now that person's vulnerable.
Well, how are we going to round everyone up and get them down there and get them aware of the issues?
Well, we need to get them away from their telephones, for starters, and away from the games, you know, and just come out in the sunlight. You know, it's okay, put your vampire sunglasses on and walk around during the day, it's fine. You don't get in trouble standing down there at Parliament when the cameras go on you. You know, because you're doing the right thing. Come down for the right reason.
It's not Sydney.
No, definitely not Sydney. Yeah, so no bashing today. It's all about peaceful and standing up for all communities of Victoria.
Can I share a story about Sydney? Because I'm from Sydney. The Black Lives Matter protests that happened around George Floyd several years ago. We had this protest under Scott Morris when Scott Morrison was Prime Minister, and the police told us we weren't supposed to. They said that there was a court case and they didn't give us, they revoked our permission slip to go protest, and still thousands and thousands of people turned up. but that was led by First Nations people. And they had planned everything, including our route to leave the city. And then right at the last minute, the Sydney cops changed the route and kettled people into Central Station. You know how they kettled people into Town Hall?
Yep.
They forced us into a different route, kettled people into Central Station, and then started pepper spraying people.
Yeah, it's a bit like cows, you know, when you got to get them into the milking shed. You do the same thing, yeah?
So this is not a new story with Sydney cops?
No, no, it's an old story.
Yeah.
It's history repeating itself.
Yeah.
And it's a bad history.
New word for me, this kettle. I think I'm calling the kettle black. But, No, full on. I think Australia changed, actually, last Monday. When was that rally?
Oh, I think on Thursday. I think Thursday in Victoria. Actually, on Monday.
On Monday in Sydney, where they started bashing everyone. Like, the world changed a bit, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of hearts were broken. You know, from all walks of life.
A lot
of
ribs were broken too.
Well, there's a lot of those, and
punching old people like that.
I seen them all fighting back, just laying there, doing absolutely nothing.
It's pretty funny. And attack,
I think they need to explain a lot, and it's a crime against humanity. And
fascist the country is.
It is.
I always said Australia's fascist from the get go.
Yeah.
You know, it's. Now, you don't just come in here and exterminate people.
No,
it's okay.
No.
Australia's a crime, basically a crime scene. I'm talking intentional genocide from the get-go, resource theft, total destruction and theft. It's such a beautiful place, Australia.
Oh, it's amazing. Now, who has the right to say who lives and who dies?
Well, the British Crown.
Yeah,
Sorry about that. I have to go back to school and relearn.
You know, they're behind all the crap around the planet, it seems.
Yeah.
They're invaders, trespassers, stray aliens. Like they just destroyed everything. Everywhere they went, using smallpox, weapons of mass destruction, preemptive strikes
I think they're still using it. You know, we had SARS. Then there's coronavirus.
Yeah, well, they've stepped it up now. They're hypersonic ballistic missiles are coming at you now.
Ecocide is going to kill us. And the truth is that they get the numbers. They see the reports from the scientists. They are knowingly signing pieces of legislation that are going to ensure deaths of thousands, if not millions, of people.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen? Like, ecocide. Now, look, genocide mightn't affect non-Aboriginal people. They don't care about that, but ecocide does.
Right? Yes.
That takes everybody out. But the progression is here. Genocide, ecocide, suicide.
Yeah.
And that's for everybody. Why are they taking us here? Why are they so determined to take us here? They go on to Mars or something? Or
well, I don't think they can get out there anymore. They got that much... the satellites that are out there, there's huge amounts and space junk
like
that's out there.
Flies
it is. It's like flies around a rubbish bin. So they've got to pop a spaceship up in between them. You know, and then Elon Musk wants to put another million up there. So we won't even be able to see the stars anymore.
No,
because when see...
It's insanity. And then look at all the wealth being spent in some bullshit. Hmm. It's not going to...
I know, Uncle Robbie, it's not spent on neighbourhood houses. And I know it's not spent on the community. And that's what we're fighting for.
Well, that's
And we're fighting for all our brothers and sisters, aunties and uncles.
For revolution, right?
Yeah.
Right. I'm all wound up and ready to go and hit Parliament,
All right.
What are you going to hit them with?
We're going to hit them with some of the pages of this revolution, And make sure that the people's voices are heard.
Yeah.
And, and let's hope that something's done about it.
Death, got to remember death by a thousand paper cuts, eh?
Yeah,
actually.
Let's keep throwing
paper. Keep throwing paper.
What else can you do?
But if you don't stand up, your voice is lost, your programs are lost, gone forever. They never come back.
What's the old saying? If you don't fight, you lose.
Yeah. So we're not losers.
Yeah. No, we're not losers.
But we definitely are fighters. Thank you, 3CR, for that.
Become a 3CR subscriber today. Go to 3cr.org.au/subscribe or call the station on 03 9419 8377. Be a part of your community radio station.
So you're at the fire of Bunzel.
And we're talking...
Amy and Moonstar.
Yeah.
And where did that name come
Moonstarsy?
From?
Moonstarsy come from actually my little cockatiel. So his name's Monster Gunner. And he was being a right pain in the bum. And
is he still with us?
No, unfortunately, he's passed away. And so what I ended up doing, because my grandfather being chairman, it ended up with Moonstasi. And he kind of looked at me, and then he started jumping on my head. So he used to walk around with me, Uncle Robbie. So as you know, and
did
I know.
Did I ever see him?
No. I do have pictures of him, and I have got him up on Facebook. Okay. But as you know and I know, without the Wing Ones, they bring our first song every morning.
That's right.
Whether it's
the morning
raining,
chorus, man.
Yeah, the morning chorus, exactly.
That's the first song, all right?
The very first song. So that's the beginning
but you know,
of
you
our
know
day.
It's also a song that's continuous. It goes around the world, continuous.
Correct,
song.
Correct.
So it's a correct. Important, that morning chorus.
Yeah, and actually, I think we've spoken about it down at The Change,
yes.
Which Izzy Brown and Resident Frequency, a neighbourhood house in Collingwood, put on down at the convent.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
That was a while ago. And what it does with community, it brings people together and you're able to have a conversation. Those conversations are very important because you get to have your view and it's not argued.
That's the root of the revolution, in my opinion. You know, talking revolution is talking to people. At my little self-promotion, my show on 3CR is called Kill Your Lawn and Kick Your Fence. And the kick your fence is a bit about how we live, but it's about the fences between us. You know, you get your newspaper, you get your TV, you get your Instagram. It's all catered and constructed to keep us apart. And
build that wall.
Yeah, and
knock that wall down, yeah.
When you talk to someone in real life, it humanizes them, right? So, like, my community, we're viewed as these abominations, even though we've been around since time immemorial. And the reason people think we're abominations is because people like Rupert Murdoch continue to perpetuate myths about us. And when I meet people in real life, they're like, holy shit, you're a human being. You have feelings. You like having families and stuff, you know?
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're not the person I expected.
Yeah. And again,
it's a revelation.
It is. And I think that's, you know, the power that we have that's untapped that we need to keep working on is finding ways to talk to each other and to meet in real life and realize our common ground. Yeah.
Well, you know, this country never had fences, walls, boxes that you lived in.
Yeah.
Didn't they put a fence up through the desert?
Yeah, dingo fence.
Dingo fence, yeah.
And the dingo side is beautiful, lush land.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other side is dead.
Yeah.
So we all live on the dead side, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
You know, a corporation, hey?
Mm.
Corpse.
Yeah.
Oration.
Yeah.
Dead speak. Right?
Exactly.
Right, so this is where we're at.
Yeah.
Australia started off with a corporation. That guy, Joseph Banks, was a big corporate.
Yeah.
Very rich corporate. So, Australia came off straight into that, living into that type of world. So this is where we're at.
Yeah.
Didn't take them long to destroy this place.
No, it didn't, did it, really? No.
But there was never any fences or walls or jails or boxes which cut you off from the real world. We didn't have the world, right?
Did First Nations have a need for those? No, I know my people didn't.
The land was our home.
Correct.
And we were very much a part of that.
Yeah.
Correct.
And we actually knew our place on them.
Yep.
In the world, where most people don't know what the hell they're here for.
They don't even know
they're
what they're doing.
They're still asking those questions. Yeah. So what's the meaning of life?
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know what? It's to make as much money as you can, and when you pass over, the rest of the family can argue over it.
Yeah.
But the lawyer will make the most out of it.
Yeah, well, you can't eat money.
Definitely not.
And you know what's happened to the clean air, the clean water, and the clean food?
Well, people are complaining
and
that
the clean environment. So
people are complaining that from the river to the sea, what's going from land out to the ocean, we're re-eating it or drinking it.
And it's causing an algae bloom out there too.
Oh, it's causing a lot of
all
things.
All the poisons there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we say from Uluru to the sea.
Nice. Yep.
Black file are going to be.
But still,
is that against the law to say that or something? Is it?
But it still means the same thing, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
It's no matter how you say it, if we can't look after the land, and everything flushes out to the oceans, We're going to eat it. Yeah, no, and as soon as you pull up a three-headed fish, yeah, at least the family all taken care of. Yeah, fish head for you, fish head for me, and fish head for you. Yeah.
Well,
extra.
If a nuclear family's taken care of, it's only three, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Uncle Robbie.
Well, you've got to get adopted.
We do, so we're going to have to love you, and thank you very much for allowing
us
to
tell us why you're going.
Well, we're going again for the community.
Well, but where are you going?
And
right
where now? we're going down to Parliament itself. Right in the city. There's a big protest on for all the houses of Victoria. If you've got time, please come down and stand there. Be proud, because these places, they look after everywhere from the young to the very old. They don't ask for anything. And if their doors are closed, it's going to have a huge impact on Victoria.
Okay, well, let's fight to keep them going. Let's fight to keep them destroying or demolishing our 44 towers.
Yes, yes.
And leave our co-health alone as well, and our community health services. So.
Yeah, and most of all, leave our First Nations alone.
It's time to rise up, folks. Time to uprise.
Exactly.
Get down, step in.
Yeah.
Yeah, time for us all to stand together and walk together. Yeah, as one.
All right, mate. Well,
lots of love to you, Uncle Robbie, and all your crew. All the mob, yep.
We'll catch up and let us know how that all goes. Yeah. All right.
We shall do. Well, I got you on here, Uncle Robbie. Monkey Mark has come back with a song that you and Ibby done.
Yeah.
And it's been remastered. It sounds absolutely beautiful. Sorry I don't have a copy today. But we will get that up to you as soon as possible.
Okay.
And we'll get it up on 3CR for everyone.
Oh, thanks for that, bro.
No worries. Have a good day, Buzz.
All right, mate. Thank you very much. Amy.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
We've got a gig coming up, and I'm going to get my good friend Cass to explain it to you. What's happening, Cass, on the 23rd? Is it 22nd, 23rd?
On the 21st.
The 21st.
The 21st of February, this Saturday. Belgrave Survival Day in Borworth Park from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. There'll be ceremony, music, food, dance and market, and a panel featuring Kutcha Edwards, Kiwat Kennel, Juri Juri Dancers and Yangala Mulum.
Wow, sounds interesting. Say it again, where is it again? That
Borworth Park in Belgrave.
Belgrave, yeah, it's a fair way out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was Kutcha's birthday the other day. Well, it's coming up.
He's 60
year old. He's getting old, Kutch.
Yeah.
Aye.
And so, it's a free family event as well.
Free family. And it's called Survival Day.
Yeah.
Survival Day, yeah, okay. All right, Belgrave, folks. Check that out. All right, you've got a new show, Cass, on Mondays. Crime Scene Australia. Tell us a little bit about that. And come on, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Not confirmed.
Not confirmed.
Not
but
confirmed. Maybe it was start late March or something. Just kind of talking about Crime Scene Australia's issues with like illegal stuff, and then also what you're doing, what Uncle Robbie's doing politically, and just kind of hearing from maybe other people involved in legal cases around the continent and what their struggle is like.
Well, while you're talking about Crime Scene Australia, what's the latest on what court cases are coming up?
Yeah, so we've actually heard back from the court, I think just yesterday or the day before, back from the Supreme Court, that the King Charles Aboriginal Genocide case has now been listed for the 6th of June in the Supreme Court of Appeals at 9:45 a.m.
6th of June, that's an important day, because that was the day Batman arrived there and done a treaty. That's the day they done a treaty. So that's I remember the 6th of June, that dodgy treaty. But you know, that dodgy Batman's treaty on the 6th of June 1835 was actually better than the one we got today. Anyway. So that's interesting. There's also another case coming up on the 27th of February.
Yeah, 27th of February, next week, next Friday, I believe. It is Uncle Robbie's case against the governor trying to evict her from her her squat.
Her abode.
Her squat.
Yeah. And squat. Because it's trespass.
Yeah. That's the issue. Trying to charge her for trespass on, you know, stolen land.
Yeah. Well, the Crown is a trespass.
Yeah.
And anything to do with it. So that'd be an interesting case as well. And there's another case coming up, the verdict of a case that's going to come up on tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
At 9 o'clock or 9:30, there'll be a decision made about the Hamas case. And that was... wish you wouldn't bring your phone in here, Cass.
Yeah.
That's on tomorrow at 9:30 down at
the federal court in Melbourne. The case that Uncle Robbie and his lawyer Daniel Taylor have been trying to get Hamas delisted as a terrorist organisation.
Yes, and that decision will be made tomorrow.
It'd
be interesting which way they step on that. The good old courts around here.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Come along if you can. I suppose it's only going to last for 5 minutes, so I might go down there myself.
Mm. Yeah.
You can't bring your phone in here, guys. So. All right, we've got 42 minutes past 11. After my program, we've got Yellerman coming up with Kieran Asherton Stewart, or Stuart Asherton.
Stuart Asherton.
Stuart Asherton. He's coming up after for his show called Yellerman. I'm going to go for this. Listen, it's 50 years of 3CR this year. That's quite an effort, you know, community organisation. Before that, do that. No, I'll hit this one and then maybe you do the next one, Cass.
Okay.
In 2026, 3CR is celebrating 50 years on air.
Over five decades, we've been home to hundreds of shows, thousands of broadcasters and guests, and hundreds of thousands of listeners.
This February, we're aiming for 1,000 subscribers.
It's just $40 concession, $80 full.
Help us celebrate 50 years. Subscribe.
Yeah, it's the subscriber drive currently at 3CR. So please subscribe. It's a really great platform to promote alternative voices and get away from the mainstream and radical voices. Yeah, like without 3CR, Uncle Robbie, Kieran wouldn't be able to have such radical shows talking about all the issues they talk about concerning First Nations people and all the current political topics. So if you want to subscribe, you can go to 3cr.org.au or call on 03-9419-8377, or you can come in person at 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy. Please subscribe.
Yes, and it is very much a radical radio station. And I really appreciate it myself. I've been here for quite a few years now. I love it. It's like my second home. 3CR. I think it's the oldest community radio station in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So important, and it gives people like ourselves an opportunity to have a voice. I think that's really important. I'm going to play my favourite song. I'm going to dedicate this one to my mum because I love her so much. This one's another Warrumpi band, of course, that legendary band. This one's called Holding You in My Arms.
Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bunjil's Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal affairs and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au/Bunjil's Fire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.